Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Good morning. My name is Orasta, and my company is Milano Foods. I received some information, an email regarding the loan.
Okay, did you have a 16-digit reservation code?
Yes.
Okay, if you give me that number, I can pull your file up.
Okay, it's 2411.
Okay.
2901.
Okay.
0022.
All right.
9225.
All right, give me 1 second. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Oresta.
Oresta, okay. You said you're with Milano Foods. All right.
Milano Foods is the name of the company.
Okay, looks like I have you right here. All right. So I have a couple just quick basic questions to confirm kind of what we have on file here. Is the address of the business, is it 2512 Egg Harbor Road, number F?
Yes, Lindenwood, New Jersey.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes, I'm 50-50 with my wife.
Oh, 50-50, okay. All right. And what is the business structure? Are you guys incorporated?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been in business?
27 years.
Oh, wow. 27 years. Okay. All right. So, looks like what you have there is a pre-approved finance offer for, let me see, looks like both equipment financing and working capital. We do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me kind of a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction here.
Well, basically, what I need is some working capital. My company, number one, is we import a product from Italy, pasta, tomatoes, olive oil.
Okay.
And what basically I'm looking for is some kind of payments, like with the 7 days, to have a better price structure from Italy. And for me to now worry about it, that after 30 days I get to pay back. So, and I would like to have maybe $100,000 to in order to buy these three different products. They all come in different size denomination.
Okay.
And also, I'm in the middle of moving to a new location, and so I need some money to buy walking box and forklift and so on.
Oh, okay.
That might be required $50,000. No. I don't know what I'm qualified for, but that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. All right. Now, you know, for, I guess you would call it, is it inventory that you're going to be purchasing?
Yes, it's inventory that
okay.
I will sell in a matter of like 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
It's, you know.
And how much would you expect to make on, you know, maybe $100,000 in inventory?
I don't know, maybe, I mean, the net making, or?
Yeah, just try to, I'm trying to get an idea on what type of return on investment you would be expecting with it.
Well, we normally work on 25%, but also, you know, we have to pay all the expenses after that and everything else.
Sure, okay. All right, so looking for probably anywhere from 100 to 150. All right. And did you have any idea how soon you wanted to get the funds in place?
Well, I mean, in a matter of a week or two.
Okay.
I'm not in any rush to have a boom, boom, but in the next 2-3 weeks, I would say.
Okay. All right,
beginning
perfect.
Beginning of September.
Okay, we can definitely work on that timeline. All right. Now, just a couple questions to see kind of where you'll fit in, what you'll qualify for, okay? So,
sure.
What do you guys do for your gross annual sales, like your top-line revenue?
$2 million.
Okay. All right. And is that pretty consistent year over year, or are you...
Yeah, it's like 1.8, 1.95 to
okay.
then 1.9. It depends, you know, on the years. I mean, but I guess now that if I have repurchased, I'll probably increase my salary at least of 5 to 10%.
Okay.
If you are able to have a product on hand all the time, that's what I'm saying.
Sure, sure.
So dealing with Italy, you know, with the security and products come overseas, it's quite difficult. So if you have the product here, it's a little easier to...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So if you can get a larger volume here, cut down on how much you have to go back and forth, makes it a little easier.
Right, back and forth, and you charge all kinds of charges.
Sure, yeah.
It's getting a little tougher to do business, let's put it that way.
Yeah, there's definitely some challenges in there. Now, do you wholesale it to grocery stores, or how does that work?
I sell it to restaurants and grocery store, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. And then how about, you know, as far as your personal credit, what's that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
I guess the last time I checked it was like 690.
Okay. All right. And is your wife in about that same area?
She's a little higher, maybe 720.
Okay. All right. Now, have you guys ever done a working capital loan before?
No. We always work with the bank, but in the past 2 months, I've been receiving working capital. I never work with your company. Money is coming. I always work with the bank.
Okay.
So I pay on my loan. I don't have any loan right now.
Sure. Now, I can give you a little rundown of what...
I can work with you guys.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to figure out what's more benefit to me to work with an independent company or banks, you know.
Sure, sure. And I can give you kind of a rundown of what our working capital programs are and how they work. Typically, you know, we find that it's usually a good fit for businesses that have a specific plan for the funds and are able to turn it over and make a profit on kind of a shorter term. So usually, you know, purchasing inventory and turning it over is a pretty common use for the program. Usually, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So at, you know, having around $2 million in gross annual sales, you'd have maybe about $200,000 available to you. Now, that would be, it would be unsecured cash. So it's a little different than probably a traditional bank. We're not going to take any collateral or put a lien on the business or, you know, lien on your home, anything like that. The cash is just 100% unsecured. Excuse me. We're able to deposit that directly into your business bank account, and you're free to use it however you see fit. Now, the terms generally range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years, so they're typically shorter terms. And what we do is we qualify you for the largest amount possible, so we'll shoot for about the $200,000. Then from there, you can choose how much you want to use, and you can choose how long you want your term to be. And the terms, again,
so
it's any...
You charge the interest in what I use only, right? Or you charge the entire...
So it's a little different than a line of credit. So it's similar to a line of credit, but it's a little different. So basically, we get you approved for the largest amount possible. Let's say I get you approved for $200,000. But if you only want to use $150,000... you can choose to only take $150,000. Once you decide the amount that you want, we deposit that into your business checking account and set you up on a specific term. So if you qualify for $200,000, but you only want to use $150,000, we will give you the $150,000 and then set you up on the term that you choose. So say you want to do $150,000 for 6 months, we would set you up on that, and then you would have a fixed payback schedule. Where, you know, we'll give you we don't give you an APR or a percentage rate or anything like that. We tell you just exactly how much you're going to pay back. So if you borrow $150,000, we would say, depending on what you qualify for, right, we would say you're going to pay back $175,000. And then that is a fixed payment over that term. It won't balloon on you like an interest rate, but there are discounts for paying it back early. Or if you choose to renew halfway through the term, we usually forgive the remaining interest balance. So we'll give you the full cost of funds, so that total payback amount, and it won't get any larger. It will only get, it'll only get less if you choose to pay it back early or renew. And all of that would be kind of in writing, very transparent on the first page of the contract, everything in writing for you to see. Okay. Now, does it sound like something along the lines of what you were looking for here?
When you said the 25 on the 150, that's in a period of 3 years?
That's just a ballpark number. It could be anything. It could be anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. And what we'll do is we'll get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term possible, and then kind of work backwards from there. We'll let you choose the amount and choose the term, and then with each term, the payback amount is going to vary. So obviously, the longer the term, a little more payback. So if you can set this up on something where you have a return in 3 to 4 months and you want to set it up on a 6-month term, you'll obviously minimize the amount of interest that you have to pay.
Okay. Okay, so the low interest, the more time is high interest.
Yeah, that's generally how it works. That's generally how it works. And, if this is something, if you have the opportunity to purchase inventory on kind of a reoccurring schedule, like I said, there are renewal options. So if you set this up on a term for, 9 months, and 6 months from now, you have the opportunity to make another large inventory purchase. If you want to renew the loan at that point, the remaining interest balance would be forgiven, and you would be eligible for additional financing, additional funds with longer terms and usually lower rates once you're an existing customer. So it's kind of like the first time you're establishing the relationship, and then the second time we become a whole lot more flexible.
So the first time it's a little more risky.
That's usually how it works. And really, once you become an established customer where you're showing that you can make your payments on time, that mitigates the risk for us. So the second loan, we're able to do a whole lot more.
Okay.
Now,
what we actually do to get started?
So the first step obviously would just be to get you approved to see how much you qualify for. And that part, that's completely free. We can do it pretty quickly and easily. So all I would need from you is we take a look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. So we take a kind of a real-time look at the cash flow. So 6 months of bank statements.
Okay.
And then the most recent business tax return that you have. Did you guys finish 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then I just need a one-page application, and I can email you that application.
Is this application, it says a business loan application? This is the one?
So there is one that they send out in the mailer, but because I have an idea of what kind of program we want to get into, I have a specific application that I'll have you fill out.
Okay, no problem.
Now, I'll tell you what. What's a good email address that I can email? Yeah, I can send it in an email. What's a good email address?
Okay, the email, it's my name. You have my name there? No.
Yeah, it's Oreste.
Yeah, Oreste. And then it's Oreste 55.
Okay.
At Comcast.net.
At Comcast.net. Okay. All right, so what I'll do, Oreste, is I'll send you an email right now. It'll have the application in there and then the list of what I need from you to get you approved. Once you send everything into
what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Sam, and you'll have all of you'll have all of my direct contact information in the email. So you can give me a call if you have any questions.
Okay, so,
you can send me an email.
I can call you direct.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you're going to send me the email, and then I get back to you. No problem.
Okay. Absolutely, yeah. I'll send it out to you right now. Let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Oreste.